Between Friday of last week and early yesterday morning, our officers responded to take numerous burglary of vehicle reports in the southern part of the city, specifically the area south of Graham Road and north of Arrington on the west side of the bypass. So kind of from Shenandoah on in that area, those subdivisions in that area. We've taken a total of 19 vehicle burglaries and two stolen vehicle reports in that time frame. We're looking at into all possibilities. The initial belief is that they're most likely related, given the fact of they occurred in a very short time frame. Geographically, they were all close to one another. Additionally, the method utilized by the suspects in this is very similar, in that they appear to be targeting unlocked vehicles and then taking very small items, something that a single person could possibly carry with them or move back and forth to a vehicle to get out of the area. We're asking for the public to be watchful. If they have any information regarding suspicious activity, to please give us a call. And our officers have increased their patrols in that particular area, and we're hopeful to find these individuals and hold them accountable for their actions.
Has it been determined if the two vehicles that were stolen also had the keys inside, and the suspect also had unforced entry?
The vast majority of them were unlocked. The indications were that the key to steal the vehicle was stolen from another adjacent vehicle nearby, so belonging to another to the same victim. So like a spare key was stolen out of it.
Something I'll just throw out there, I don't know, for public contribution to this investigation, if anybody happens to have video security systems, would you all be interested in finding out about video surveillance, maybe seeing the vehicles passing through the area or something like that?
Any information that we have that can help narrow down time frames, suspect vehicle descriptions, or suspect person descriptions would be most helpful to our officers and to our detectives following up on this.
And between College Station Police now investigating combined with a recent series picked up by the Brazos County Sheriff's Office to the south of College Station, I continue to hear the similar message of lock your vehicles, and for whatever reason, if you're not going to lock your vehicles, take your valuables out of your vehicles.
Yes, again, a vehicle burglar or a thief in general, generally they're going to want to do as little to attract attention to themselves as possible. By securing your vehicle, that's not 100% foolproof, but again, it's a discouragement to a would-be thief. If they have a choice between making forced entry into a vehicle and causing noise and creating attention to themselves and targeting a vehicle that they can simply open the door and rummage through, they'll most likely go towards the one that is easier for them and will draw less attention to their presence. So again, we encourage people to go ahead and lock their vehicles, and as you said, if they have some valuables, to go ahead and remove them and take them inside.